The confessions range from the personal, like the sex lives of students, to the gross, like serving pizza that fell on the floor. UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao sent an email to the campus about his disapproval of the UWL Confessions Facebook page. He says he was not trying to censor free speech. He was disturbed by an image the page used of a girl passed out on the ground in a pile of empty plastic cups and beer cans. This came a week after UWL student Neela Fry died of hypothermia after a night of drinking.
It's not like we're saying, you know, we're going to just be prudes and shut down all your behavior, but the way it's portrayed is very troubling, and I hope people are not actually doing those things.
Students are torn, with some saying it sheds a bad light on the school, and others saying it's all in good fun. UW-Madison Communication Arts Assistant Professor Catalina Toma says the Facebook pages could be used as one of the many sources of information that a person looks at before deciding what school to go to.
I don't think it's going to have a substantial impact as compared to other factors such as quality of the education and financial packages and so on and so forth. But it does, you know, it does provide some information about a school and the students at the school.
Thomas says Facebook is not the only website where students can anonymously tell their secrets or rant about their university. Other sites include PostSecret or Rate My Professor. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.